Hi, everybody. This is Michelle. This is Stories That Sell Now. This is, what did I just say? It is April the 28th,
Yes.
2022. And welcome to Stories That Sell Now. And Deborah, I'm just going to mute you just so that we have a nice clear line for everybody to hear afterwards. And I am so excited to jump in today. I have missed everybody. I've been getting notes from different people too. Who either can't make it or going to be arriving late. So that means we're going to get to do like a deep dive with people who are here today. So diving into stories. And I, even though I've been teaching and training on story for goodness, it's over 30 years now. I still say over 25 years, but it's actually over 30 years. I spent so much time just thinking about today's call and hours preparing and organizing and finding the best ways to get this across to you in ways that you can actually take up and use in your own companies and in your own lives. I've created some things that are, even though I've been teaching this for so many years, and also this is the third time around for this particular course, we're going to do some things that are completely new. But I'm excited about it and can't wait to get to dive in. So we're going to start as I love to begin our classes, and that's in Shavasana. And so you can either do a seated meditation or a lying down Shavasana, but it's just a way to collect our souls, actually be present and be ready to take in whatever it is that we need and want. And I suggest for this part, camera off is a good idea, just so you have your own private, quiet space, and then camera on for the rest of the call so that we can interact and be together. So if you choose camera off, it's a good idea for this. So Shavasana is a way to go inward. If you guys have done yoga before, it's final relaxation at the end of a yoga class. And it's like a sister to a seated meditation. So if you're not able to lie down, be seated. If you can find a space to lie down, then find that comfortable spot where you can take space for yourself. And saw you arriving, Carly, just as we were beginning Shavasana. And I know you know, some others know as well, but I know you know, Carly, deeply that this is a life-changing practice. And it's very simple. We just lie down and breathe. So have some support beneath your head if you're lying down, beneath the head and neck so the chin is lower than the forehead. You can bend the knees and press into the feet and lift the buttocks and take the hands actually and extend the buttocks out toward the heels. So you make space in the low back. Then extend one leg out and then the other, and then let all the toes drop to the earth. Baby toes drop to the earth, the rest of the toes follow. The legs are a comfortable distance apart. Bend the elbows for a moment and point the fingertips to the sky. Dig the elbows into the floor, lift and open the heart center, and then release the arms to the floor in a low V palms up position. So the arms are straight, they're about 30 degrees away from the body. And then close the eyes and just let go. Let the whole body release to the earth. Let the legs be heavy, torso heavy, arms, shoulders heavy, the chest is light. Behind closed eyes, let the eyes gaze toward the heart center if that's comfortable for you. Soften all the tiny muscles of the face, the cheeks, the jaw. Relax the jaw all the way up to the hinge near the ears. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. Let the lips be touching, not touching. Just barely touching, the teeth slightly parted. Watch the breath. Feel the ease of this breath, the ease of this moment here and now. Be present. And if any thoughts arise, as thoughts will, gently, without judgment, let them go. It's unimportant right now. Return to the breath. And in this quiet moment, deeply affirm your own goodness. Your own alignment. Your own connection to whatever higher power you acknowledge. Whether that's your intuition, your highest self, God, Buddha, source energy, the universe. Feel your connection to something bigger than what we think ourselves to be in this everyday world. Connect. Tap in. Feel the love that emanates for yourself and for others. When you tap in this way, in this quiet moment together. And then allow the breath to deepen. Softly open your eyes, gaze toward the ceiling. With soft eyes, no intention to pull the light in, just let it drop in. Passive seeing. Then bend the knees, slowly roll to the right side, support your head with your upper arm, and wait. Without a quality of waiting, just be on your side, be. In this in-between place, just be. No need to be where we were, no need to hurry to where you are going, just be. And then keeping the gaze toward the floor, keeping the head and neck heavy, but the chest light. Use your hands to slowly press yourself up to sitting. And return to our virtual circle, camera on whenever possible. So that we train that one-pointed attention, just like in Shavasana, one-pointed attention on the breath. Here, one-pointed attention on this moment here and now in this community. Other windows closed, phone away. I have mine beside me. I'm going to turn it upside down so I don't see it. Returning to our virtual circle together. Hey, Heidi, always nice when the first one pops in. It's like, yes, you're still hearing my voice. Yay. And as you're popping back, how we do anything is how we do everything. So there could be 5,000 things swirling around us that we don't love. But there's the one thing that we love. And what we focus on expands. What did you love in that practice of Shavasana? When we train this every time we meet over and over again, it becomes a practiced way of being. So no matter what's swirling around, we just go, oh, that's what I love. I just, as you guys know, I I'm COVID free as of yesterday morning. I'm still recovering. Well, yeah, Carly, I know you know what that means, right? You've been there, done that, right? And when I met with Amy in a team meeting yesterday, we start with wins, and I'm like, I went on for 15 minutes. I just couldn't stop, you know? It's like whatever is swirling around you. What do you love? What did you love in your practice of Shavasana today? Who would like to go first? Heidi, thank you.
Earlier, I was reminded that I needed to look at the sky and remember it's not just man-made things around me. I needed to connect with nature a bit. So I took the dog out and he is sniffing, and I'm looking at the sky, and I wanted to look for clouds. And look for shapes, and there were no clouds. And I had the thought, oh, there are no clouds. Oh, that's okay. I get to look at the magnificent blue sky without the clouds. And so just now, when I closed my eyes, in front of me was the sky again. And I said, oh, how beautiful. I'm back looking at the sky even as I rest here.
I love it, Heidi. You know, it's so funny because we can take, and your story didn't go there, but could have. You know, we can take anything and turn it into darkness if we choose. You know, beautiful blue sky, but I wanted clouds. You know, isn't that funny, right? But no, you just went with what is a beautiful, you know, blue sky that came back to visit you in this practice. How beautiful is that? Here's what is, and it's beautiful, and I love it. What a beautiful way to live in the world, not to mention build a company, right? Starting from that place. Beautiful. Thank you. All right, let's hear from somebody, the next person. Let's hear from at least one other person. What did you love in your practice today, Mary Kay?
I love that I was able to connect because I used the link in the email and it didn't work. And I used it several times. And then this is the part I really like because I wouldn't have done this before. You know, I went to the website and used the link that's on the website.
So the link for today didn't work.
And not the one in the email.
Oh my goodness. Let me send a thank you for letting me know. Let me send, because in case others are having trouble, I'm going to send a note to Amy right now. Let me
It
see.
worked when I copied, so I didn't, I just used the codes. I didn't even try the link, but it worked that way.
Yeah, I tried the email too. It didn't work with the on the email link, but I went in through the Zoom, my Zoom account.
So can you check? Can you resend it? We go. Goodness. Thank you for that. And thank you for persisting and finding your way here. And I sent Amy a note. So hopefully, in case there's others that are trying to find their way here, they'll find their way here too. And so, Mary Kay, I love it. Like you don't seem ruffled about that. It's just like, oh, it's like Heidi with the sky. Right?
Yeah, 4 years ago, I probably would have just gone and done something else.
The lightness with which you tell that story too. It's like, that's what I was then. No beating up on that person that you were, but now I'm here and it feels so much better to be here. All that implicit in your story, Mary Kay. I love it. Thank you for that. And thank you for your patience as I just sent that quick note to Amy. Hopefully she'll get it and post something. And if others are trying to find their way here, they'll make it here too. All right. Let's hear from one other person. What did you love in your Shavasana today? Carly, thank you.
Well, I just came from a very busy conference, design conference, a hospitality design expo, and it was really nice to just pause after and reconnect with my own spirit when I came.
So good. We have access to this. It's why I love starting our classes with this, because I need to be reminded. It's like, right, that's right here, right, that's right here. And I've been practicing since my daughter was a year old and she's going to be 23 next month. And I've practiced in other ways before that as well. So, and you know, I've taught for many years, as you know, and even I need to be reminded, all right, come back to this. All right. The ease of this. I started my day today with this and the accompanied yoga practice. And I plan to practice just for a short while today. And an hour and 20 minutes later, it's like, oh, wow, look where I am. Finding that space, whether it's an hour and 20 minutes or a day or a breath, it's right there for you. All right. Anything else wanting to be said before we dive in today? We're already diving in, obviously. Anything else? Okay.
Marnie. I'll just give my apologies for being late. I was having trouble with the system as well. So I was trying to come in. And I was proving the point about I wasn't able to do the Shavasana because I was fighting the computer and trying to eat at the same time. So I was showing what happens when you have two things or three things happening at once, because I promptly spilled the food all over my front of my shirt and then had to go change my clothes. And so my win is that I'm here.
Marnie, that's fantastic. Thank you. And I love that story too, because, you know, I mean, I do too. I've done it too. I'm not like, I teach this stuff because I know it works. It's what I eat my own cooking. It doesn't mean that I always eat it perfectly. You know what I mean? And so trying to do multiple things at once. And I love one of the ways that, you know, this multitasking, you know, just what if we just did this one thing? What if we stopped running around like chickens with our heads cut off and actually just get there sooner and faster and easier? And thank you for that, Marnie. I'm sure you're not alone in having done something like that before, right? Seeing like Diane's going, oh, I've done it too, right? And this thing about multitasking, I like thinking about it. One story that I heard on this is about the alphabet and numbers. You know, try to say first the alphabet and then your number and then numbers from 1 to 26, right? And then try to do them both at once. A1, B2, C3, D4, E5, ABCDEF, right? And for some reason, we think that's faster. Our brain doesn't actually, they say our brain doesn't actually work on two things at once. It doesn't. We just code switch exactly like that. A1, B2, and then we get tired. And at the end of the day, we wonder why we're fatigued. And then so what if we created that empowering story? It's like, I'm just going to be here right now. Whatever else is calling to me, I'm just going to be here. See what's here for me. Enjoy this moment. Be present. And trust. There's a deep trust that all those other things, although we can tend to them later, they will be there when we're done. And I'm going to be here. All right. Jot down your biggest aha so far, because already just in doing Shavasana and hearing about it, there's so much of a story and a lot of inner world story that we find. Hi, Anna Maria. Welcome. I know there's trouble with the link. If that's why you're having trouble coming in, welcome. So jot down your biggest aha so far. And Anna Maria, that might be for you. Well, I got here just on time for the aha. So jot it down. Okay, and let's finish up that thought for now. Can come back to it a later time. Already you had an aha in the class. Whatever else happens today, good for you, right? You even have one aha from each thing that we do, and the accumulation of that is huge, changes everything, right? And that's also an empowering story, great way to live. It's like, oh, I don't have to have 100 ahas. What if I have one? Ease. All right. I wanted to let you know, I was texting with Dawn, and she gave me permission. She says, Michelle, share if you want, Michelle. She said, so I'm going to let you know her mom fell last night at 10 o'clock. And so she says paramedics and friends are there and she's driving right now. She can't make it today, but she said this, I want everyone to know that I wish I could be with you all today. I'm sending my love to me. She said to me and to everyone here. So just want to let you know. And then also, yeah. So just a moment for Dawn's mom, right? I know there's such heart in this community. There's such love here. So just, you know, send energy her way and to her mom. And then some of you may know, I don't know if you've been told collectively or not, Yvonne's father passed away on Sunday. Yeah, so you, some of you might have known, but many of you may not have known. And so the funeral is at 11 o'clock local time in the Netherlands, 3 a.m. my time, mountain time, tonight. So I've been corresponding with her. And I know many of you have been touched by Yvonne in deeply. And so I just wanted to start with just a few breaths of silence in honor of her and for her father. So just a moment in honoring them. Thank you. Do you know, some of you have learned the loving kindness meditation with me. And what just came to me naturally, it just was like, it just comes, the words just come. It's like, and the way it came inside me is loving kindness to all, loving kindness to all, loving kindness to all, like just opening that heart. So thank you for that. Thank you for that minute today. And anything else I want to say about that? The next thing that I want to say is nothing else about that. Next thing I want to say is I'm just so happy to see you. I tell you, on the other side of COVID, like everything feels like everything before that feels like a million years ago. I'm doing so much better. I'll be fine. If I'm coughing sometimes, you know, please forgive me. But I am absolutely thrilled to be here with you. And I'm so excited for our journey in Stories That Sell Now. And I want to, before we talk about what we're going to be doing in Stories That Sell Now and diving into the specific material of it. I have a couple of announcements, other announcements, and I wanted to start with Deborah. So most of you, some of you may remember Deborah from Story Freedom. She was at Story Freedom. She's going to be with us at Story Freedom again. She's here with us for Stories That Sell Now. And so welcome. Will you join me in welcoming Deborah to Stories That Sell Now? Deborah, others are on a longer journey. So that's why I wanted to take a moment to welcome you here. And also, Deborah and I had the absolute delight to do some private work yesterday. And I know, Deborah, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I know you learned a lot about inner world stories and how they affect our outer world stories in our private session. So I just wanted to give you an opportunity if you choose. Do you want to share anything you want of this conversation yesterday? I'll also just let them know a little bit about you and others, I promise, will get it. And it's such a good example of why stories matter so much in our businesses and our lives. So you can share a lot, you can share a little, you can say pass, all that is welcome, all right? Anything that you want to share. Because like when we learn something, why not pass it on? Because then everybody's uplifted, right? Mm-hmm.
Goodness, there was a lot I learned. I'll step back one moment. I've been really stuck in terms of moving my business forward. And even though I work with a business mentor and she gives me great advice, it doesn't fit. And I just end up not doing it, or I do bits and pieces, but it just it hasn't resonated. And I have lots of education and I have lots of experience. The business model I've been taught is to condense it into something that's small and sellable, basically. And it feels like I've been shoved into a very tight box that doesn't fit who I am, basically. And so
Deborah, I just want to stop you there for a minute, because anybody ever felt that way? You know, you're trying to figure out some marketing speak words. You're trying to look at the hands going up in the room, right? You're in the right place, Deborah. And thank you for sharing. It's like, I saw Marnie, your big smile as she was saying that. And I knew that was not, that was a smile of recognition, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Deborah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm really getting is I can be authentic. And that I could see what I'm learning through that lens, and that it's going to be a learning curve to shift what that means. But I'm here to kind of start that journey to see how to today in terms of how stories sell. And where I'm really came into all my dream time last night is how to really start speaking the stories that help to resonate from the client's point of view. Thank you. I'm looking forward to starting.
Thank you.
From a different viewpoint.
Awesome. And I thought this is a great, so thank you so much for sharing, because what a great jumping off point for Stories That Sell Now, because if our idea is that business is this thing that, you know, where we have to cram ourselves into something smaller, something other than we are, what we are, something that is marketing speak or whatever it is, and now go do that. But we know ourselves to be something authentic, something big, something about relationship and meaning. Like, what a hard ground to start from. So what if we start from a different place? And that's why it's one of the many, many reasons that story matters so much. And so we're going to start in just a little bit after. So thank you for that, Deborah. And we're going to start after a couple more announcements, public service announcements. We're going to dive in with a bit of an 8,000 foot view again about why stories matter so much. So we're grounded in this to begin. And then we're going to dive into the material that will start you knowing how to find those stories and how people can actually hear you and how to do that right away. So by the end of today, you'll have like the cornerstone of what that is to do that in a really authentic way. All right. So thank you. Thank you so much for that, Deborah. All right. So public service announcement. So upcoming calls, and thank you for your patience with the rearrangement due to COVID. So personal COVID this time. So, you know, our calls are same time, same place, May 5th and May 12th. So three half day virtual retreats, and me and we're going to be doing a lot each day. So, and I'm hoping that it's going to be fun and super practical for you too. So then Story Freedom, just a reminder, May 17th to 19th, please make sure it's on your calendar. I believe that you're all coming. If you're not, make sure you are. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a 3-day deep dive. And I will tell you that Story Freedom is going to be the most up-leveled that it's been since I first started doing it. And Carly, for one, Mary Kay, you know, we've been doing this a while, right? And so most up-leveled ever. And I don't use those words lightly. So make sure you've carved out that time for yourself. And also for those of you in the year long, we're going to begin a new way of working together starting in June. Like, again, the biggest, I can't wait to see you both through this and through Stories That Sell Now, this and Story Freedom, because lots to share and to do in this next month. And then a lot of deep dive work together. And then following Story Freedom, we're going to be unveiling the new calendar. So thanks for your patience for that. I'm super excited for you. And I want to tell you, it's going to be amazing. It's the biggest up-leveling of the program that we've done since it began in 2010. And I have never said that before. Well, I mean, I don't know. Carly, Mary Kay, have you heard me say that before? Biggest up-leveling since 2010. I've not said those words ever. Yeah. And Carly's like, yes, because she knows like when there's an up-leveling. You've been around for up-levelings, and when up-levelings happen, it's big, right? And it's the biggest up-leveling in my company since it began when I left university in 2007. I have never said those things before. So thanks for your patience as we're unrolling and developing and creating this for you. I have never been more excited about what we're going to be doing in this series, what we're doing at Story Freedom, and what we're doing starting in June. So hold on to your seats and be ready for an amazing ride. All right. Then for a reminder for those in the year long, monthly mastermind is hosted by Yvonne Marie. The next one is Wednesday, May 11th at 2 p.m. email with a survey was sent out yesterday. So if you're in that year long, make sure you fill out your survey that's designed to serve and support you, helps you stay on track with where you're going. Each month is like, are you living the life that you want, right? And then as a bonus, you get to work with either Yvonne or Marie, and both of them have changed my life utterly. When I've got a story glitch going on or issue, or I turn to them, they are amazing. Don't miss it. And you know that you can book your 30-minute calls with Marie once a month. Usually Yvonne puts that in the chat. It's in so many places, it's in emails and so on. I'm not gonna put that in the chat for you because I'm not good at multitasking. And so you guys can find the ways, you can ask Amy, you can, there's emails and so on, right? Okay, and we do have a question on deck. I know Mary Kay, you can't stay for all of it, but I'd like to hold off on the question for a little bit if we can, because then there'll be context for it. So that's okay with you. But it's gonna be certainly in the first half, all right? Works okay? Okay, thank you. All right. Any questions about, I know that's a lot to take in. My outline here and it's a little funny. Print it off. Okay, so I was looking at the wrong part. I had to fix my notes. All right, any questions or anything wanting to be said before we move into some fun stuff for today?
Michelle, the story Freedom, does that run like from 10 till 4 on each of those days?
The second day runs later. And okay. What I'm going to suggest to you is just block everything out. That's, I'm so glad you asked that, Marnie. It's like, do not try to do anything else during those 3 days. And if you go, but I have to, because, you know, unless you're, I don't know, your daughter or your mother is getting married, I don't know, or your best friend, or I don't know what, like, just carve it out. I've had people move their own events to attend events before. It was that important. They already had it scheduled and they moved their own event. One of our community members did that a couple of years ago. And I asked her out, I said, afterwards, tell me if it was worth it. She was like, oh yeah. You know, so like, just carve out those days. And if it feels impossible, notice that, you know, like Marnie, you know, are you trying to do 3 things at once, like this morning, and just like, stop it. Right. And when I do that, I'm going to try to remember to stop that too. Right. One thing at a time, because you want to give yourself time also to just absorb what's happening, to journal, to go for a walk, to take in all of the transformation that's happening. I know I'm going to be transformed by Story Freedom, and I always am, but at the biggest level ever. So don't try to book anything else. So Marnie, I hope that answers both the explicit question and takes it further.
I just have it in my calendar as 12:30 to 2, but it's longer than that each day, correct?
Story Freedom is all day long, okay. three full days. And we're
supposed to register for that, right? In a separate registration?
You know what? Not multitask. I'm just going to leave you for Amy for a moment. Okay. So I just sent Amy a note. Marnie is asking, how do they register for Story Freedom? Can we have this for them via email, please? So thank you so much. And I tell you, it's like so much has happened to the team as well in these last couple of weeks. People in the hospital, another member with COVID, it's like there's a lot going on. So thanks for your patience as we get some of the technical things outlined. So I asked her, you know, to send it in email. And I'm going to have... Okay. And then I just want to make sure that that's in the announcements for next week too. So Emily does the announcements for us and then I add things and do what's needed. But all right. So I've told the powers that be, like, the pieces of my company that I'm not in charge of. I'm like, that's not my area. So I can't give you more information about that. But thank you for that brilliant question. For now, block it off on your calendar. Make sure you've blocked out all 3 days. And if you know someone who should be at Story Freedom, either, you know, just invite them. And if you don't know how, talk to Amy at michellegunderson.com. And I was just talking to Amy about this yesterday. So much is shifting and changing and growing in the company. I don't know whether we're going to do Story Freedom again or not. So if you have a friend that you know, we might not. And I don't know that I've said that before. We've always had a 3-day event. Once we didn't do it for 2 years. And this time around, I don't know if we'll do it again. So if you've been waiting to ask that friend, this is a deep dive access to this work. I don't know if it will exist after this. Like, go and ask them. Some of you know deeply the value of what's there. And again, this time is going to be the most up-leveled ever. So if you want to invite them, you don't know how, Amy at michellegunderson.com, or reach out to me, send me a text, and we'll do what we can to get them there. All right. Any other questions or anything else that wants to be said? Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
I just want to add an addendum to the win that I posted on Facebook.
Tell us what this, start there and then tell us.
Yeah, right? It was. So I saw a comment on one of the Facebook groups and responded because no one else was really responding that well. So anyway, I just offered for this group, I offered to give a talk on that topic, the reverse round pen. And she posted it, I posted it. And I think, I'm up to 23 now, I think. I think I posted, I don't know what I posted when it was there. But anyway, that's tomorrow night. And I keep getting more people signing up. So
Mary Kay, this is fantastic. You need, you offer help, they invite you, you're speaking, and you know, every single person there, you know, you do deep dive work with people. And every single person there is somebody that you can help there and maybe able to help further, as you know. So like, fantastic work. I'm so happy for you. So proud.
This is a different, I mean, I've been giving the talks for the past couple of months, but just kind of picking something, my own topic. But this one was like, I really just kind of did it offhandedly, you know, and now it's like, yeah, I've got to write more. I give them more because there's so many people.
Hey, you know, and I love the way that you talk about things too. So it's just so often, you know, like, well, this just came up and this happened and then look at this great result. You have such a beautiful way about you in that. Like, look what happened. Thank you for that. I love that. All right. And that reminds me too, it's not in my notes today, but wins. I would love to hear some wins. What's rolling for you in your company and your lives? I mean, Deborah's could have been framed as a win. I learned this stuff and that's going to change everything. Right? Let's hear at least one more win before we move on. Who has something they'd like to share? Yeah, Carly, thank you.
Well, I'm super excited because a big hospitality group just hired us to do a restaurant for them, and they're looking for a long-term relationship, and they have other properties that they're already calling us to look at now already. So I'm super excited.
Carly, that's fantastic. I love it. You know, it's just like when we do this work together, what's normal in here is not normal out there. You know that? It's just like, oh, here's another way. Oh, here's another thing. So here's another thing. So it's so good. Thank you for that. I love it. Beautiful. All right. Anything else wanting to be said? Yeah, Heidi, go ahead. And you know, in case any of you are going like, how are we gonna have time for all these things? How are we gonna, you know, in case, because you know, don't worry. There's always time and space. And just notice that could be your editor pulling you over here. And sharing wins is huge. It's like telling the universe, something beautiful has happened and I notice it and appreciate it. You can send me more if you want. Right? So it's a wonderful way to bring up that inner empowering story, right? Heidi, go ahead.
Well, that's perfect because the story is about knowing the stories that are running. On Tuesday, I was invited to speak at a tech conference, and it was pretty amazing. And I was invited because the person running it had heard me already speak about. Just coming from my heart of, you know, you're creating the metaverse and you're creating all this tech and Web3 and all this stuff. I said, don't forget your humanity in all this. Don't forget your responsibility with creation when you do all this. And don't just mindlessly, that's interesting, or I'll make a buck that way, and then not think through the unintended consequences of what you're creating. So, and I had a story going, you know, like, who am I to do this? These are all the technical people and the movers and shakers and the people with crypto and all this stuff that, like, what? And so I thought, I'm going to use the story. And so I kind of opened with, who is Heidi Roman? What is she doing here? Why is she here? And I said, I'm asking myself that same. And then that was my segue in. I'm here because I have a truth to share with you.
Hi, red chills. This is so beautiful. And who'd have thunk, right? I mean, like, you're some tech expert, like, that's your field.
Well, I said, I'm a humanities girl. What am I doing here?
I love it. And you never know where your people are going to be.
Right.
In that audience are people who need your work. Right?
Yeah.
And the whole audience needed to hear your message. Fantastic. All right. Wonderful. There's so much bubbling up. Goodness. Anything else wanting to be shared? Good for now? Okay. Awesome. So, here's where I want to begin. So this is Stories That Sell Now, this series, and I'm super excited. We've never delivered it as 3 half-day retreats before, and I'm really glad because we get an idea rolling and then we get to dive into it and dig in and really get it. So super excited about the different delivery this time around. And I want to start with why would we even care about story anyway, right? Stories That Sell Now, why would we want to, and we're not going to spend too long on this, but I want to start with a foundation, you know, 5 minutes, we might spend 6 or 7 minutes, I don't know. But if we don't know why stories matter and don't remember it right here in our bones, why would we start building them? Do you know what I'm saying? So let's take a moment right now to think about why story. What can stories do for us? Why do stories matter? You tell me. Why are you here? We're about Stories That Sell Now. We're just about story in general.
Because that's how people understand and are empathetic with each other.
Mm-hmm. People understand, they're empathetic. That's what creates connection. Fantastic. What else? Diane?
It's also a way to teach and get a point across, because people Absolutely. Relate to stories more than they would facts.
For sure. Yes. What else? Yeah, Anna Maria.
It brings clarity to what we do. It brings our why.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Absolutely, it does. What else? Mary Kay.
I have an editor here, but I'll say it anyway. You can play with stories.
Yes, you can. Oh my goodness, we're going to be doing that.
And that makes things make more sense. To people and yourself.
Yeah, to people and yourself. Nice addition there too, right? For others and inside ourselves. Multiple ways. Yeah, we're going to be seeing through this series. What else? Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
It brings up, I think, the child part of people relate to that. It's a deeper way of relating.
Mm-hmm. Deeper relating. So, you know, relate to that earlier part about empathy that Marnie was talking about, but at a much, much deeper level, right? And also the playfulness of it. I love that you brought that out. Good. All right.
Anything else?
Deborah?
It helps to... not just clarify what we're doing, but also clarifying through the chaos. So if there's overwhelm or there's too much, it helps to navigate your experience.
Mm-hmm. How we actually navigate our lives, how we make sense of the world, all this is in the realm of story, right? Mm-hmm. Really good. All right. I know that we could, Heidi, go ahead.
I think story can really change our own view of ourselves. It lets us pretend and imagine and try on another reality that otherwise we might not have even imagined.
Nice. Oh, hang on a second. I was trying not to cough in your ear. It is going to happen sometimes. All right. So we get to try on a different reality. We get to pretend. And what's interesting too is that sometimes, you know, in that pretending, in that trying on a different reality, we find it actually a much deeper truth than the one that we were living. We live with a story, well, I'm small, I can't really do that, I can't land that tomorrow, I can't do that thing. And it's like, it's not even real. The other story is much deeper, much truer, much, right? And so we could try it on for a minute and go like, wait, maybe that's who I am. We understand ourselves in a whole different way, right? Okay, anything else bubbling up? I wanted to give us a groundwork for story. And we, again, we could spend an entire day on this. We're going to spend an entire 3 days on it in many ways, right? In different aspects of it at Stories, Story Freedom. But I wrote some things down on my page. Some of these you've heard before, you've probably never heard them in exactly this way. I just want to share them with you as just like little, oh yeah, that too, that too, that too, that too. Not as a list to memorize or know, or just some sparking off points about story. And don't think you have to scramble and write all these down. It's in the recording. It's at 1:20 at my house right now. So you just go back and replay it if you want. I'd rather that just so you be present for this, right? Because I just want to run through a list of things where you go, oh, right, that one. All right. Maybe some of them will jump out at you extra. All right. Well, first, facts tell, stories sell. You've heard me say that before. You know, sell things, we don't have a company. But why that happens is all the reasons that you pointed to. It's much deeper than some little trick of a story. It's not like that. It's about real human relations, right? It builds trust. Marnie again was talking about that empathy, creates relationships, a shared history and connection. You know, we used to be around the fireplace. We still do, right? But that's what our ancestors did, sharing stories to say who they were and what was troubling them and what mattered to them and what they were facing. Credibility. You know, even if we have that trust of somebody, you know, somebody trusts us, but why should they work with us? Why should they work with you? You know, what gains you that credibility? And all that is in the realm of story, right? I've sometimes heard this from one of my mentors, my mentors, WIIFM. Have you heard that acronym before? What's in it for me, right? So helping them to understand what's in it for them as we share our stories, right? Social proof, testimonials, case studies, your own stories all provide evidence for the work that you do so that people can really get what the thing is and why it matters to them. Stories also do other things, right? They can remove energetic blocks in people. Oh, deeply ingrained story. Oh, Carly, you know, your story about the house, some of you have heard it. Huh, energetic block, change the story, change the life, right? They can change mistaken beliefs, like I talked about. One of them, usually our common story in this culture, is I think I'm small and I don't get the deeper and deeper and bigger levels of my own capacity, my own connectedness, my own ability to tap in to something so much bigger and to be so much bigger. They can show value, what we value, and what's important. They can break tension, right? So sometimes, you know, if there's a really dark thing happening, you can tell a story that goes in an opposite direction. Sometimes you can build tension as well when sometimes that's an important thing to do. If somebody's not facing a pain that's inside them and they're just skirting around it, but actually having the tension of knowing that that's actually happening, right? I mean, strategy sessions work in that way, helping that person face that tension and then move through it into a different possibility. They can engage your listeners. They can reframe the past. Again, Carly's house story. If you haven't heard it, it's okay. Just imagine this story about a house and which changed completely who Carly knew herself to be and is part of the thing that's behind this win that she shared today, for instance, right? Or Marnie's like, well, I can't travel right now. Oh, wait, I can. I can be where I want to be. Reframing the past, reframing our present, presenting a possible future, a different future. They help us to envision and dream. You said they connect us. There's some of the things on my page in front of me. There's so much more. And then when we engage in the power of story, when we really tap into it, you can become the CEO of your own company. If you don't like that language, if it sounds too businessy to you, it's like not have to wear so many hats in your company, put it that way. See, it's like I changed how I was telling the story and it reached you or not, right? Just a very small example of it. So you can know yourself to be the leader in your own company and have other people who will be your team, who will serve and support that vision. When you tap into the power of story, be yourself at the highest level, owning your own story. We're going to be diving into that in different ways throughout the series. Having the power to have people laugh and have people cry with our stories, you know, that's a part of what stories do as well. Learning how to have people take action from what you say, you know, applying those same story principles to your company mission, to have a standout story, brand, message, vision that people will follow and engage in, so that the work that you do, everyone in this room does profound and beautiful work, that it has that power to transform the world. Find the confidence that comes from knowing that you have the right story to tell on the right occasion, not feeling like you have to be tongue-tied, or if you get caught partway through a story and you don't know how it ends, it doesn't matter because you know how the story works and you can just keep going. It feels good. Life just feels easier. You know, be at ease when you speak, knowing you can not only, and in the businessy language of this course, I would say you can spontaneously generate stories that sell, but inside the party, I want to name that differently, because that calls to, you know, wanting to sell, but it's like, let me put it in different words. Be at ease when you speak, knowing that you can hear how another's heart beats. So you can understand at the deepest level what their pain is and what the possibility is for them. And then open a door for them to step into a bigger possibility. I just said the same thing, but in entirely different language, with entirely different story, with entirely different result. And probably everybody here resonates a lot more with the second than with the first. But they're saying the same things. And so to have that capacity to be able to reach your audience by the ways that you tell your story, you know, letting go in guilt about guilt or confusion or uncertainty about your own story, letting actually being able to let others know who you are and why you do what you do and why it could matter in their life. Stop thinking that you have the wrong, don't have the right story to tell, knowing that it's there, knowing that you just need to know how to access it, and understanding the tools of story, because it's not just a story here, blah, in this place. When we understand more about how stories work, we get to tap into the power of story in all of those areas of our company and so much more. If that gave you at least one other aha about story right now, raise your hand. I sure hope so. I was like, oh, write that too. Yeah, thank you. You can take a moment now, jot down a couple of, you know, one or two ahas. It's like, oh, write that one. And maybe it's a couple of your favorite ones from that. Take a moment to just consolidate that so you'll be open and ready for more. Okay, wherever you've got to, just finish off that thought. Take it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. And I wasn't planning to do this, but I'd just love to hear one or two from you, because I want to hear what you heard, what grabbed you, and maybe something that grabbed you, somebody else didn't hear that one, and it benefits all. So let's just take 1 minute to hear what you heard. Yeah, Anna Maria.
I love when you say, be at ease when I speak, knowing that I can hear others' heartbeat. Possibilities. I listen to others' pain or what they're saying. So I thought that was beautiful.
Thank you. And you know, I've never said it exactly like that before. We don't have to have everything all canned. That's what came up in my heart. So I shared it with you, right? And so to be able to do that what freedom, what ease. Are you breathing a little better? Just as Anna Maria said those words too. It's like, oh, right, that's possible. Thank you. Love it. Let's hear one or two more. What did you hear? Yeah, Diane, thank you.
The one part that stood out for me is it stories can break tension. So if you're in a situation, it can help, like, especially if you put a little bit of humor in it, it can break up that tension. But I also liked how you had said you can also create tension with a story to help people. So you've got multiple ways that you can work with it when it comes to tension.
Absolutely. And that part wasn't even in my notes, but I'm like, oh, right, let me tell you that. So it doesn't, you know, you can do these things spontaneously. And I'm glad you pulled that piece out. And I got to tell you, you know, you guys all know that I spent so much time with my mom over the summer on her last journey. And you can imagine like tense scenarios sometimes, right? So that ability to come in with a story, not to dishonor what's happening for people, but sometimes people are getting too heavy, you know, to be able to not like crack jokes. It's not like that. It's simply having the capacity to shift direction for people and shift energetics. That's huge. And, you know, you'll be watching me as Story Freedom. If you spent the whole event watching me do that at Story Freedom, because I'm navigating the energy of everybody in the room all the time. And stories work at that level too, right? Thank you. Thanks for underlining that. Beautiful. Thanks, Diane. Let's hear one more. What jumped out at you? Because again, once we know, oh, okay, stories really do matter. They really change every aspect of our lives and our companies. We're ready to take the next steps. So one more thing that you loved in this, or one that just came up for you as you heard this list, it may be one of your own. Right, there's another piece of a story that I wanted to add in here. Who would like to share next? It's okay, I know you're just thinking. Stories need spaces too, right? Sometimes we get afraid of the spaces. I think my record was teaching university. I didn't do this as much as a beginning teacher, but after teaching for years, I could hold a silence in the room forever. It didn't matter to me because out of that, something was born. Heidi.
It's perfect in the silence because it was about releasing my own uncertainty about my story, the power of the story, to explore my story and find where I'm certain and where I'm not. That's part of the story.
I love it. Yes. And that both mentioned the point and elaborated on it in beautiful ways. Yeah. Each one of these, again, we could spend a day on each one of these. We're not going to, but suffice it to say, I hope we've set enough of a foundation for stories that sell now. And even the title now, doesn't it already sound even just small compared to the capacity of story? There's one small piece of it, but an important piece, right? So some things we're going to be doing in Stories That Sell Now. One of the aim for this course is so that you understand the elements of your personal story, but not just your personal story, the essentials of how stories work. So understand the elements of your personal story required to engage your listeners and just create a company that stands out. It's part of what we're doing here. Know how to craft your personal story and other stories too. It creates purpose and alignment for you and gets results for your business. I added that piece about purpose and alignment for you because talking about this, oh goodness, it was about a month ago on a call saying, you know, I'm starting to re-understand what's at the heart of Stories That Sell Now. So in this, the third time teaching it, it's like when we get that inner alignment, all the stories spring from that and how deep and important a component of this series that is. So owning the story of your life, being able to proudly tell it, and many stories is more than one story, right? Being able to proudly tell it to anyone, anywhere, not worried if you're making mistakes or not quite getting it right. And then having people be ready to invest in themselves through your work. That's all a part of what we're doing here. And in that, be able to draw from the best stories of your life. There's many of them. I gotta tell you, there's lots of them. There's more than you think. And that's where we're gonna jump off today. Like understanding that there's more stories than you think. Be able to make each one captivating for your audience. Be able to be yourself at the highest level, truly own your stories, part of what we're doing here. Harvest the gold that's in the stories of your life, like Heidi, like knowing them, owning them, not being so afraid of our own stories. You know, we hear so much about what we're supposed to be that we don't even own our own stories anymore. It reminds me of my students at university. They would come into the class so disempowered to start with. They're like, tell me what you want to hear. I'm like, what I want to hear is you saying something other than that. You know, like, that's my deepest aim. What do you want to say? Tell me that. Right? Tap into the power to move people with your words and your stories. Speak confidently, like we spoke about, with the knowledge that you can have people shift their thoughts, shift their beliefs, change their actions by the power of your words. Not from some power over, as we know from influence through story, but because you're just opening a space for them to make a change if they so choose, right? It's win-win-win. It's not power over. All right. Want to mention one more thing about that inner story, and I want to ask you first. So we talked about the different ways we use stories. It's more than just story effectiveness. It's about being aligned with your own story, as I mentioned. And why is this inner part of the story? Why does it matter? I know you know, but I just want to underline it here at the outset of our course together. So that why does it matter so much to understand that inner world journey, to understand that inner world story, to be aligned with your own story and own it? Why does that piece matter so much? And we could have a perfectly crafted story and it falls on this part. And we wouldn't even get that perfectly crafted story. It wouldn't even be our own, is it, right? Laurie's starting to tell you some of the things, but what do you think? I want to hear from you. The inner part of the story, why does that matter so much? Alignment. Heidi.
For me, it's about the energy of it. If there's a disconnect between the inner story and what's being spoken, there's a lack of integrity. Mm. And without integrity, it can't be whole.
Mm. Integrity, wholeness. And think about my life as well, right? Let's say I learned some kind of trick about story. Like I just so don't think like that, right? I mean, there are skills that we need to learn. Let's say I do some trick or I hire somebody to do it or give it away or all those things, right? I myself am not integrated. I don't feel good. I'm not aligned. I'm not whole. And then who's going to end up coming to me too, right? We attract who we are. And so when we can find that alignment, when we can truly own our story, when we can own it in all its parts and pieces, and this is so possible, more than possible for you, whatever the components of your story are. Some of you have been around as I've done that. I mean, speaking on stage a few weeks after my man died and speaking about my parents, you know, and about my mom as it was happening, you know, like it can be vulnerable parts. It can be hard parts. It can be funny parts. It can be all those parts. We don't have to lop off pieces of ourselves in order to be acceptable out there. And in fact, those pieces that we're trying to lop off to be acceptable are usually the ones that are the most unique about our stories, unique about ourselves, the pieces that people want to hear. Like Heidi, instead of walking in, instead of trying to, you know, pretend to be a tech person and lean into her tech side so she could fit in, she goes like, she actually pulls it out at the beginning, right? What's Heidi doing here? I'm a humanities girl. Like, what's going on, right? The parts of our stories that we all want to hide often are the most powerful pieces. All right.
Michelle?
So, yeah.
The image that came to my mind when you asked that was about Deborah talking about being forced into a space that doesn't fit. And the image that popped into my head is those cats, you know, that you see all the videos where they try to squeeze into a box or upside down into a fishbowl or something. And mm-hmm. then they turn around and they're all squeezed up against the glass. And there's no authenticity. Nobody's going to follow a cat that's caught in a fishbowl. And the cat can't participate in the world from the fishbowl. And so, you know, why does it feel uncomfortable if your story's not aligned? Well, you're in a fishbowl and you're not going anywhere.
Marnie, thank you. Thank you for both what you said and how you said it, because you just see Marnie just told us a story. That's why we got it. Right? This story told us a story about a cat in a fishbowl. And so earlier on, the point about, you know, it helps us teach, right? Fantastic. Thank you for that, Marnie. And yes, to Deborah's point, which is why I was so, thank you. So thankful that Deborah, you're willing to dive in there at the beginning, because, you know, can we find those stories that are actually aligned with us? And in the crafting of our story, I want to say over these next few weeks, in the crafting of our story, you will probably bump into yourself, okay? I just want to say that at the outset, you'll probably bump into yourself. So that inner world journey of the story is going to be happening as we're crafting that outer world story. So I want you to notice how you're playing. Pay attention, watch the stories that are happening. So it could be a, well, they got it, but I didn't moment, or it could be, that's not relevant for me, or, oh, you know, at this moment, I feel like what we're learning is trying to put me in a fishbowl. Oh, or whatever, or like I'm finally free of a fishbowl or whatever. Like, just notice how you're playing, because your inner world story is going to be being constructed by the construction of the outer world story. Did you understand what I just said? As we're making that story and helping you craft it for you, you're going to bump into the, I am not worthy. You're going to bump into the, oh, somebody else's story is better. You're going to bump into all those pieces. And then when we love on them and bring them all in and just notice them and watch them instead of hiding them in the corner, be like Heidi and go like, hey, I'm in humanities, you know, right? Just notice it, draw it out, be proud. Just notice how you're playing, because that's going to be huge. And I want to mention the wall here. I like to call it the wall. When I was doing my really important concept, when I was doing my PhD and coming up to my comprehensive exams, I was like, okay, so I got to study for a year, read maybe a book a day. Didn't quite do that, but you know, for a year, I'm going to write three powerful, very focused exams in three hours each. And on this, having worked for this for years, these random people who are forming my committee are going to decide my fate, and I'm like either going to pass or I'm not. And everybody to hear has succeeded really wildly, and lots of them won't make it. Are you kidding me? And it's like, I felt like I was coming up to this, like, I'm going to smuck on the wall and like fall and die, right? That's how it felt sometimes. And a friend of mine said, you know, it's going to feel like a wall as you're coming up to this, but you just keep going. You just keep going. And as you go, the wall dissolves. It's not really real. I'm not saying there aren't real things that happen. I'm not saying there aren't real stumbling blocks and so on, but we just keep going. And when we come into the wall, it never feels like the Hollywood version, right? The wall is like that moment in Princess Bride. If you've seen that show where the grandson says, what do you mean the hero dies? Grandpa, you know, he lives, right? No, he's dead, right? Well, he's only faking, right? No, geez, Grandpa, why did you read me this book? Like, this is so awful here in this moment. We bump into that, I call that the wall, right? And it doesn't feel like the Hollywood version. It feels like something has gone wrong, right? Know that in that moment, that's your moment of possibility, but you need to go through it, not back away from it. So just notice when that's happening here, watch how you're playing, and all of this in moving through this, that's how we get to that aligned story. That's how we get to that aligned self. When Carly bumped into that story about the house, it wasn't pretty at the moment, right? It was hard, and it changed her life to move through that story. Carly, I'm not exaggerating, right? Easily, clearly, obviously. So don't back away. Watch how you're playing. It'll help propel you to the greatest success possible for you, your greatest possible dreams and visions, but go move through it, right? And at this point, Mary Kay, I hope you're still able to hear my voice. I know you might have needed to step away. You told me you had to leave early today. But I wanted to address Mary Kay's question. And Mary Kay, if you're hearing, yes, okay, great. So, and here's, I just wanted to dive into, like, Mary Kay had posted a question for me. And, I forgot to mention, was it not in my notes here? I thought I added it to my notes. Oh, yeah, here it is in my notes. I just missed it. How to post questions for next week. Just before we get to Mary Kay's question, there's going to be a special Jotform survey for Stories That Sell Now for you to post your questions, right? So throughout Stories That Sell Now, we're going to have, just check your inbox for this. If you have questions about this, reach out to Amy at michellegunderson.com. So we're going to use this form throughout this course for the next couple of weeks. So that'll be the way to post your questions for this course. And Mary Kay asked a question for today. And so I think it's a wonderful example about that inner world story. And so thank you for posting your question, Mary Kay. And I think it's a great way to make practical what we've just been talking about. So Mary Kay says, what do I do about 2 half-day workshops that are included in my mentorship when I only have one in the mentorship? And the workshop works best with at least a few people. My thoughts. Number one, offer them to others. The value stated is this much. Should I charge this? Another question, how to make the workshop more decorating the door than inside the party. So if I'm going to work with beginners, how do I do it more like that, right? And at the start, if I'm going to bring in these people who are at a more beginner level. Number two, replace the workshops with private time for the one person, or make the workshops work for one person. Sorry, excuse me. So this is a great, great question. Y'all heard the question? And one person here, what do I do? It's supposed to be like 2 half-day workshops. I'd rather have some more people in there. And remember I said sometimes our inner world story is going to be, I don't see myself as the biggest I can see myself at. And it sneaks in all kinds of ways. And Mary Kay, you so know yourself. You so know who you are. And then there's always the next level, right? My very first response is, well, get more people in your mentorship. Just go do it. If you go, yeah, but that's hard. Oh, let it be easy. Right? Just go do that. That is my first and most important answer. And then if it's coming up like tomorrow, just move it till a little later. And then all of the things probably coming up inside you right now is gold. And write down everything that's bubbling up inside you right now, probably a bunch of editors, right? And reasons why that can't happen. And Mary Kay's going, no, it's not. Fantastic. Then just go do that. Like, and I would say don't, you know, spend your time fueling that, you know, like watering down what it is you're doing, right? In order to make it fit other people. Just go and find more people like that. And one thing that you can, that is my first and best answer. I push me to the wall and I would say, like, don't make it a low ticket thing. You could offer a buddy ticket to that person if you want. Someone that you can do that with for free, because that person's probably your ideal client anyway. But I don't even want to, I want to say that answer and then I want to pull it away. I want to say, just go find more people for your mentorship. And if it feels hard, let it be easy. And if you're not sure, if you're not sure what's in the way, ask about that. If you know what's in the way, ask it here and then just go do it.
What if I get to the end of her time and I still haven't gotten anyone else? That's the timing I was playing around with.
Right. So imagine 2 future Mary Kays 3 years from now. One of them is completely empowered. She's done everything that she's wanted. She's stretched and sometimes fallen on her face, but she's like so alive and awake. The other one just, we're going to make them exaggerate, just got disempowered and gave up. Is your question coming more from version number 1 or version number 2 of Mary Kay?
That question?
Yeah.
A little of both.
Yeah. Not clearly in the one or the other, right? Perhaps I would say so. Then land with the empowered Mary Kay. What did she actually do? Was she focused on what if I don't? Or did she just go for it? Let me go find these other people because that's going to make everything easy. And they need me. I know there's people who need me. And then all the things that we do all the time, use that. And it's like, don't be so busy building plan B that you're not focused on plan A.
Okay, so I can focus on plan A, but I do need plan B. But I can put
why? Why do you need plan B? Why do you need plan B?
To support plan A so that I can do plan A better.
Ah, that one I will buy. Yeah, and the way, it wasn't just what you said, it's how you said it. Somebody else might tell me that and I wouldn't buy it. But how you said that, I believed you. That's like kind of like, often it can be quite empowering to make friends with the worst case scenario, right? like as entrepreneurs, one of my friends, I remember her training on this years ago. She's like, somebody was really worried about something. She's like, okay, well, what's your worst case scenario as an entrepreneur? Well, I'm going to die alone in the streets. Okay, great. Can you make friends with that? Yeah. Well, I build a cardboard box. I meet some friends. So, make friends with that, then I can go and do what I need to do. Right. So that's a little bit akin to making friends with the worst case scenario. No problem. Do what you need to do and then focus on planning. Helpful? Mm-hmm. Such a great illustration of the inner world story part. That's why I wanted to leave it until now, this question. Because Mary Kay, unaligned and small, the smallest version, we didn't see the smallest version, but if can I do a smaller version of Mary Kay so they can see it? Mary Kay, you weren't exhibiting it. Oh, it's impossible. Can I do it or no?
No.
Don't do it because she doesn't even want to hear it. So the disempowered version of Mary Kay is something else, but this Mary Kay is so like, don't even rehearse that story, Michelle. I like that even better. Here's where I'm going. Here's what I know. This is where I'm headed. Empowered. Thank you. All right. You're welcome. Jot down your biggest aha. Perfectly timed to do this question now so we understand more about how the inner story works and how it changes our outer world results, right? Heidi, go ahead before you jot it down, Heidi, because Heidi's going, I got
to
speak.
I have to check for understanding. I don't know that I understood the question. Was Mary Kay's question about, am I speaking to someone at a lower or higher level of awareness and maturity in the field? Or was the question, how simple or complicated should I make my program? I wasn't clear on the question.
Right, got it. So Mary Kay's question was kind of, you could put it in those tactical terms, strategic and tactical, like I've got this right now, there's this one person in this high-end mentorship, the highest end in mentorship that I've created. And so in the 2.5 days that she has with me, should I bring in people who are less prepared and put energy there basically? And I'm like, no, don't do that. Just go build more at that higher level. That was the essence of my answer. So a strategic and tactical question though was answered at that inner world story level. Could you hear that now? It's like what we decide about who we are will change our actions right here, right now and build a different company. All right, so jot down your biggest aha. Okay, thank you. I'd love to hear one aha from this. Mary Kay, is that okay? Could be you, could be somebody else from your question that you asked. Just so I know, so I can hear what you're hearing in this. Let's hear one aha from Mary Kay's question. What's opening for you? Mary Kay.
Well, in my talk, which I haven't even written all of it, but yeah, I'm gonna talk about my mentorship several times during the talk, not just at the end.
Fantastic. Seed it. Yeah. And, you know, this goes beyond the scope of what I want to say about this, but when you're giving a talk, let people know that you have clients, that you work with people, right? You know, this is a really important thing to do. And sometimes we go to a whole talk and you don't even, does this person even taser? Are they even taking clients? Right? And sometimes we think that's, it comes from small stuff to go, oh, that's bragging about me, or that's, no, it's not. It's in service. So that they know you do work and there's a possibility, right? To serve people. Thank you. Great. Let's hear one more aha. What's opening for you now from Mary Kay's question? Heidi.
Focus content on the ability of the person in front of you.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes we aim lower than we think than we need to or than we want to. Do you know? Like as we're calling people into the work, we're not even seeing the person in front of us as their highest self. So if we're making them smaller, therefore making us smaller, and also not seeing how big this work can be and who we can call to. So it's another level of, can we see more? Mary Kay has somebody who's highly qualified, who's ready for deep level work in front of her. So then do the work, do that, right? And that may or may not be where that came from, but love that. Thank you. All right. Anything else? Beautiful. Thanks, Heidi. Anything else coming up? Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said? Diane, thank you.
What I got was to always come from the greatest version of myself.
Thank you. Beautifully summed up. Yes. Absolutely. All right. Let's take a collective breath. Inhaling. Exhale, let it go. Again, inhaling. Exhale, let it go. I think what I want to do, give me 1 second. There's 3 different ways we could go right now. They'll all lead to the same path. So just take another moment for yourself, whatever you want to do, a quiet meditation, jotting down another aha. Don't go away. It's not a break. It's just a moment for yourself. May I have a sip of water? Okay, this I figured out the best way in. So here's what we're gonna do now. Okay, gonna break you up into 3 groups and gonna send you off just for a couple minutes. And here's what we're gonna do. We're creating stories in Stories That Sell now, right? And stories, we'll start with stories about ourselves. We can tell stories about the world too, but stories about ourselves. So I want you to go into your group. I'll give you, let me see. I'm going to give you 4 minutes, and I'm going to give you a particular way to do this too. One person is going to be the scribe. So one person is going to take notes. The one with shortest hair takes notes. And I've given you 4 minutes. That's kind of 1 minute to wrap it up at the end and gather anything else, and 1 minute each, right? And in this 1 minute, you're going to rattle off as many story threads, story potentials that you can have that come from your life. I don't want you to think, I'm just like, my 5th birthday, the bicycle I saw last week. I mean, whatever it is, all right? So something real, something that comes from your life, the scribe's going to write it down, the one with the shortest hair. And then when it's the scribe's turn, the one with the second shortest hair will write, right? So the scribe doesn't have to write and speak at the same time. So 1 minute each, the one with the longest hair is going to time. And you're just going to rattle down like story threads. And when we come back in 4 minutes, can tell me how many you came up with. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Mary Kay.
I probably better not participate because I gotta leave at 3:00.
Okay, thank you for that, Mary Kay. You did tell me you needed to leave early. So have a fantastic day. The recordings will be there for you, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, Mary Kay. Perfect. And we'll see you next time. And that's perfect because we're gonna have a group of 2, 2, and 3. We'll have a group of 2, 2, and 2. Works perfectly. Thanks, Mary Kay. All right. Any questions about what we're doing, without which we cannot go forward? Just like a story seminar, you're going to say it fast enough so they can write it down in 2 words. You're not going to think. You're just going to write down all the stories you can think of. What's happening inside you now? Watch how you're playing. It's already happening, isn't it? Look at some of your faces, right? You understand what to do? Shortest hair is a scribe. Second shortest hair is the next scribe. One with the longest hair keeps time. You're just going to go, okay. And the one with the medium hair goes first, right? So you've got your order. Oh my goodness, I was thinking of 3 people, shortest, medium hair. So You now just have two people. I was setting up for that group of three. You'll have more time. So I'm going to adjust it a little bit. Are you going to adjust this? I have to adjust the hair length. Right. So the one with the shortest hair is the scribe. The one with the longest hair goes first. And then you switch. And I gave you 4 minutes. So I would go for a minute and a half each. One with the longest hair, set the timer, right? And when you're going, it's just like all the stories I can think of, just write them all down, right? And just in little ways, and you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, right? And then you switch. Good, good to go? Good enough for being able to do this 4 minute exercise? Okay, let me find your rooms. Let's see. I want to make sure I counted right. Yes. All right. So 4 minutes. Have fun. We'll see you soon. Don't forget to say yes and join your room. Start the recording again because everybody's coming back. Everybody's coming back. All right. Thanks, everybody. So I'd love to hear one or two ahas. What's opening for you now? How did this go? Yeah, Heidi.
Well, Anna Maria was my partner and we took very different tacks on, she went deep into two things and I was going broad over a lot of things, but we both kept going and going.
Good.
Yeah.
And good, so you can go broad or deep. Awesome.
Broad or deep. We both went, yeah, different ways.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I forgot to ask you guys. So, go ahead. Anna Maria, how many stories did you come up with, you two?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13 stories in 4 minutes.
That was Anna Maria, 13 stories.
Oh, that's Anna Maria's. Fantastic.
Just yeah, she took, I took for her, she took for me.
Perfect. Yeah. You guys can always send these to each other after too, if you want, right? Anna Maria, go ahead.
Oh, but I was so impressed with Heidi because I thought that her way of telling the story about her was so deep. It was so extremely deep about her childhood and how, you know, her beliefs impact her life. It was just beautiful. I was so impressed with the depth of her yeah. telling her story. It was beautiful.
Fantastic. And in a minute and a half that you had each or so, right? By the time you got over there. Fantastic. Thank you. Let's hear another couple of ahas. Let's hear from each of the rooms. Different stories happening in different rooms too, right? Go ahead, Carly.
Well, Deborah was my partner and it was a lot of fun. I just know that I want to hear all of these stories from her.
Even just from a story stem, right? Yeah. And how many stories did you guys get?
Well, I took for her and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 11.
11 stories. Fantastic.
And Carly had 10. And I'd say what I really witnessed is her variety of life stories, which was important for me to hear because I went to work stories first. And as I was saying it, I realized I went, oh no, I need to talk about life too.
Huh. So learning from each other just in a minute and a half about what stories are possible for you. Fantastic. Thank you. And let's hear from the third group. Marnie, Diane, you've got a fun story to tell.
So I was recording for Diane and what I noticed as a theme was that when she hit something, then there would be, you know, sometimes a little bit of a delay, but that, oh, so I can talk about marriage and I can talk about divorce and you know, you kind of get those thematic things, which is how I tend to approach this, which she didn't get to hear because I accidentally left the room and came back here instead. I just didn't want to share the story today. Sorry, Diane.
And I love can you see the lightness in both of them? Like, look at them. They're on opposite ends of my screen right here. I can see them both. I have you guys in gallery mode. I like to look at you, right? And see what's going on for you. And you know, I'm not hearing like giant editors about this. It's like, this happened. I didn't mean for it to happen. It's okay. Diane probably was sitting there a little while going like, okay, I'll go, you know, right? So
Where did Margie go?
That in itself, right? Watching our replaying, watching the Interworld story. So how many stories did we get in all? Like, let's add them all up. We have 13, 11, 10 so far.
Diane had 15.
And 15, woo, all right. And we're missing one. Who are we missing? Well, Margie didn't get a chance for hers.
You're missing me. And
still somebody else. Somebody else's numbers that we didn't get. I think we didn't hear Heidi, the number that you had.
I think Heidi had, I'm sorry, I wrote everything, but I don't think I divided the story. Sorry, Heidi.
And you know what? Look at this too. I just want you to notice how you're playing, because Anna Maria, and we heard traces of this in other people. It's like, oh, I liked how they did it. But sometimes there was a trace of, oh, maybe I did it wrong. Could you hear that in different people a little bit through a 4-minute exercise, what we bring even in just in 4 minutes? Anna Maria's like, oh no, I didn't get it right. It's all perfect. It's an estimate, Anna Maria. I don't know, were there 2 or were there 10? Doesn't matter. It won't be written on your tombstone. Give us an estimate of how many you think you heard from Heidi.
I think it was one beautiful story of her life.
Ah. So it was one story with multiple facets. Fantastic. Yes. So we've got 15, 25, 35, 36, 37. 15. COVID brain. 25, 35, 36, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. I think, did I add right? I got to 50. I think we had 50 stories in the room in like 4 minutes. That's pretty cool. And then watch the inner story that you might be telling too. It's like, oh, Marnie, you know, Heidi's going, oh, maybe I only brought one of them. Or maybe she's going, wow, I had one and it's all connected, right? Marnie's going, oops, you know, I forgot to bring my stories to the room. You're like, well, we win the prize. Or she's going, no, this is just how it works. It's just a number. It doesn't matter, right? Our stories are always coming with us, right? Deborah, go ahead.
Or I'm actually having the opposite. I'm actually having more stories come from each case, each story that I stated, because I could see the branches of more stories from those.
Thank you. In an exercise in just a couple of minutes, are you starting to see that you have many more stories to draw on than you might have thought possible for? If you are, even just a little inkling of that, raise your hand. There's a lot of stories here. Fantastic. Nods around the hat. That's 100% of you. Fantastic. All right. So I just want to show you, if I can find it here for fun. And Amy got my it popped up on my screen as I'm looking for you here. By the way, Amy got my notices. So that's fantastic. Love more stuff for you on the administrative end. So where did I put it?
Michelle.
What's that?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Something that struck me just as people were sort of sharing this is how much your values come out by what you raise as these stories.
Ah, stories have values. Stories teach us something about the world. Stories do so much. And that's stepping into next week and the week after. We'll hear more about that. We'll hear more about that in just a little while too. But our stories tell us something about ourselves, tell us something about our world, and they make meaning. Let's leave it at that for now. So thank you, Marnie, for that. That's beautiful. Yes, they do. All right. Okay, here it is. So I just wanted to show you, and this will be, you guys will have access to this in Story Freedom Academy as of probably, oh, hang on a second. My cough is getting so much better, but it's still here sometimes. All right. A little bit later today when Emily can post for you, we have a couple of handouts that are going to help you. And it's related to what we were just doing. Let me show you this one of them. It'll be in your inbox in a little bit. Y'all can see this. Not if you can see it. See it. So I shared my screen, right? A little handout. How do we find stories for our businesses? You just found like 50 of them in 4 minutes, right? Write a list of 25 stories about you. It could be your family, your life, that you could draw on to create stories for your business. And like Deborah noticed, like, oh, I started with work stories, but that's, you know, I was hearing other kinds of stories too, right? From Deborah, you were working with Carly. So other stories are possible, right? So you can do this after today. Won't take you long, right? Now you know. And I gave you some things that you can jump off from, what's happened to you, significant things you've done, your daily life, news that grabs you, and so on. This is there to serve and support you with some space to write. You can print it out. And then you can choose a couple of them. What are your favorites? And talk about why. And this, it's just nice to go, these are some stories that matter to me. Our stories have our values. Our stories mean something to us. And don't think too hard about this. It's not going to be written in your tombstone. These are the three favorite stories that I chose, all right? But this handout's going to be here to serve and support you. And then there's one more. I think if I go over to this, you follow me, right? Did you go over to the cheat sheet? Yes, okay. So this handout will also give you surprising sources of material for your stories. And you already, as you started brainstorming your stories, already heard it. Oh, there's work. Oh, there's life. Oh, I can go broad. Oh, I can go deep. Many, many ways to think about it. And these are just, you know, I could have given you 100, but here's some to think of. They come in many forms. It doesn't have to be only my most traumatic thing. You know, sometimes I think for me, you know, I finished my PhD, I started teaching, I started my company, I gave birth to my daughter, you know, whatever, right? It doesn't have to be those things. It could be like, I saw the bicycle go by the other day and it made me think. Heidi started with a story like there was a sky and what that meant to her, right? You know? So current events, milestones, what happened this week? Purpose, what is it I want to say? We'll talk more about that today. Stories that I tell, you know, maybe there's stories that you often tell people around me. Don't always have to be stories about yourself. It can be a story about somebody else and it might be about you then in the end. It's like, when I watched my sister do this, this made me think this. You've heard me tell that story about when I had heart surgery, for instance. Some of you have heard that story, right? That was about my sister. And then about, but I was implicated in the story as well, right? Trust the random. There's a wonderful book for writers called Wild Mind by Natalie Goldberg. There's random word generators, things like that. You can just like look anywhere and you'll find places that you can draw on for stories. If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. If you saw even in a glancing at this handout, fantastic. We got 100% again. Thank you. All right. So if you get that there's no lack of stories, that you have a ton of stories to draw on, well, for your business and your life, again, raise your hand. Did we get there? Hopefully we got there easily and quickly too. Yeah, hands up around the room. Good. All right. And don't worry, we will have a break, but I wanted to cover a couple of pieces. So we'll be ready for what's coming next. So can you all can stay with me for one more piece? Because then it'll be a logical place for our break. And then we'll come back and put some of these things together that we've been working on. So just a reminder, you're the creator. You've got hundreds of stories to play with. I've suggested that you write down 25. You can see how easy that is now, right? And know that you get to, we'll talk more about this next time, you get to play with your stories. You know, Heidi was on the course of one story going like, I'm going to go see a cloud and it's going to mean this. And then the story changed, right? You can play with them. And she was molding that story as she was doing it too, right? No, wait, the sky is good, right? So know that you can play with your stories. And even one story, you can tell it in multiple different ways, right? So think about the stories that resonate with you. Think about some stories that you love. And just start to play with story a little bit in that home play after today. You could do that tonight if you want, while it's fresh in your mind, super easy. And I think I'd love to hear, just to put a bow on this, a couple of ahas from this, not only doing this exercise, but what we've said about it. It could be like a buffo moment, blinding flash of the obvious. Oh, Michelle, I have lots of stories. I didn't know, right? It could be, I can learn from other people about where to generate stories. Those are some of my ahas as I'm listening to you. Let's hear at least one aha from this whole discussion about story. And how they're generated. Yeah, Heidi.
Well, certainly what really kept hitting me in Anna Maria's story, her story was so focused on relationship and love and the people she loves and what's important to them, what's important to her, and their shared experiences together and their caring. And I thought, well, that makes so much sense that the work she does is going to weave those same things of love and relationship and caring. It was like, so it was just in such integrity with what I knew about her work, even though we didn't touch upon her work, I knew that there was absolute integration between the two.
I love it. Thank you. Stories have themes, which is right where we're going next, actually. So they have themes. They have a purpose. They have a thing that they're saying. They have both a an area that they're interested in, but they also say things. And I just had you doing little story stems. And even with that, you're starting to see themes and relationships, right? Fantastic. Let's hear one more aha. This is really good. And it's leading us right into the next piece. Anything else? What's bubbling up for you now? And I don't mind the space to think. It's okay. Okay. Marty, look, you look, now all of a sudden there's hands up going all up at the same time. Marty's laughing. I'm not sure if I saw your hand go up, Diane. I saw Deborah, I saw Anna Maria. Deborah, I saw your hand first and then Anna Maria. That's like, Deborah, go ahead. I happen to see you out of the corner of my eye, you first.
What's coming to my mind is it just one word. And with one word, you could get branches of stories.
I can start with a single word and all of a sudden there's all these stories and all their branches. And look at the richness of story that we live in. Story isn't something outside of you. Story is something you inhabit all the time. And with a single word, a whole bunch of stories pop up. This is one of the reasons, by the way, facts tell, stories sell. I mean, there isn't just a fact sitting there. There isn't just a word sitting there. We're story creatures. Story makers by nature. Thank you, Deborah. Beautiful. Anna Maria.
I think what I was learning a lot from hearing Heidi was really reflection on one's life. I heard a lot of that in her stories, and I was thinking that I was, you know, just saying, and I love what Heidi said about my stories, because I was thinking my stories were just what had happened. I did not know the intention of how I was saying it, but she grabbed that and I love that. And I love the way, you know, she was reflecting on the story she told me about her life. So to me, that was really, you know, something that I want to do for me. That deep reflection of my life.
Anna Maria, this is so beautiful. And I love what you said, is that Heidi reflected back to you the intentionality in your own story that you didn't even know was there. Mm. And so what if we could grab that and start to make it more conscious and start to craft our stories? We'll start getting into that more next time. We'll start to play with it this time, and then we'll do a deep dive next time. But think of the power that we have. It was already there, but you weren't conscious of it. As you start to gain conscious control of that, and then as we share our stories, that's part of what happens too. That's why it's so great to do this in community. We can start to see the threads, we can start to see the same themes, and we can start to tell our stories on purpose. All this from a little 4-minute exercise. Fantastic. Thank you. Diane, was that a hand or did you just, yeah, it was. Okay. Thank you.
It was sort of a disguised hand.
That's why, because I was looking at, and everybody was like simultaneous, it seemed. It was almost like just where I happened to see it, but it was simultaneous. It's so funny how that works. Go ahead.
I found it interesting because at first it's like, well, I don't have any stories to tell, or I've only got 2 or 3. And then all of a sudden more and more and more ideas came up. And it reminded me actually of decades ago, I had worked actually with T. Harv Eker when he was first starting out, and there was about 30 of us in a gymnasium. And he says, I want each of you to walk across that room in a different way. And it's like, there is no way. we were all limiting, and yet everybody did it differently. And it was just so mind expanding to see all the possibilities. And that's kind of what opened up for me with this, is it's limitless.
So great. Our first of our 3 half-day retreats. And it's like, my stories are limitless. Listen to you saying this. Did you hear what you just said? Fantastic. And the sources of them and how unique they all are. And I love the analogy of the walk, so we can see it. And as you tell that, that's a, you know, a piece of a story. That's why we get the point. It's so stories help us teach. So all these things we've been learning, we're hearing them, seeing them enacted too. That's so cool. Then I can't help myself. I have to turn to Marnie because you just burst out laughing. Was there something you want to share about that?
If
you
want. Well, I was going to say something, but I was chewing on an ice cube. And I was trying to get it down so that I could actually come on and say something. So I'm part of it. Like, I know, Deborah, you've alluded to a couple of times that you're probably more like me. I'm a bit of a systems thinker. And so, you know, I go sports. Oh, well, so sports is injuries, challenges, losses, and, you know, and then I go family. And, oh, well, okay, you know, oddities and successes and, you know, why I hate my brothers, why I love my brothers, you know, kind of. And so that's just the way our brain processes things. That, you know, I do a lot of mind mapping and things. And so these stories, every time we've done this, I've been going in, I have about 25 categories. And I add the stories to them. And I'm kind of laughing, going, oh, no wonder everybody's always complaining about me telling stories. Because I don't, like, they just keep adding and adding and adding and adding.
And then there's a whole story behind that, too, about the complaining about stories. We're not even going to go down that rabbit hole, but can you hear, like, there's an inner world story happening around there, right? So, but to what, not just 25 stories, 25 categories of stories. So you're getting that the stories you have to draw on, they're limitless. They're uniquely yours, like Diane's walk that she was talking about with T.R. Becker. You were in the room with 30 people with T.R. Becker. Oh my goodness, founder of Peak Potentials, right? And like later on, I was like, so, you know, it's really, really cool. Yeah. And he started, you know, here in Alberta, right? So I believe, yeah. Anyway, stories can have different points. See, because I'm starting to take the story over here, but Diane's story wasn't about that. Hers was about the funny walk, you know, right? Or the different walks, right? So I want to go back to Diane's meaning of her story. And then Marnie, 30 categories, I love that. You have so many stories to tell. There's no limit. There's not some like, oh my goodness, what if I can't find a story? You all have them from here on in. If we did nothing else, you all know you have stories to tell. Limitless. Limitless. All right. Really good. Let me see.
Can I just add, when you talked about one story from multiple ways, when I was writing my book, my first book, you know, I had one story. I was really struggling. Like, is it a tragedy? Is it a comedy? Like, how do I actually approach that? And I had to actually write it out two or three times to figure out what was the purpose of that story and who was it going to serve in what format. But, you know, I kind of have the three crafted versions of that story, and they're polar opposite stories.
Marnie, thank you for this. I love that. Here's a story. Here's the same content, but a completely different story. And we're going to dive into that, you know, a little further after the break. And also, so same story, but not the same story at all. So each one of those stories can be multiple different stories. And Marnie was saying, well, who's that for? And what is it that I want to say? And that's the one last content piece that I want to share with you. Before we go to a break, it looks like you're still here with me, and then our break time will come at a natural time, all right? But one last piece, can you stay with me for one last piece before we take our break? You all look like you're here, right? And Carly, we all know, like, you're here when you, camera on, camera off, as needed, we know. All right, so, All right. Just looking in my notes, making sure that we got to the piece that I wanted to get to. All right. And I know why that's not in my notes, because I didn't bother writing it down, because I know what I want to tell you. Just wrote down the header like you did with these little story stems. All right. Something that makes stories work. Something that allows somebody to actually hear our stories. Stories have a theme. Stories have a purpose. Stories have something they want to say. And I wanted to give you an example of this and then play with this a little bit so we can hear what Marnie was just talking about. Because she's like, we had to figure out what this story was about. You know, what was it saying and for whom, right? Stories, we have a particular audience and a particular purpose. I'm not going to talk too much about the audience right now. I'm just going to say, we need to say something. I remember my students came in the room and said, what is it that you want us to say, Michelle, or Dr. Gunderson, or whatever they called me. People call me different things. if they couldn't call me Michelle, they call me Dr. Gunderson. But I'm like, just call me Michelle. It's fine. Anyway. So different stories have different purposes, and we need to know what the purpose of the story is. So my students would come in really disempowered. It's like, well, what do you want to say? And I remember I said, no, what do you want to say? That's what I want to know. What do you want to say? And sometimes we don't want to say something because we're afraid we might get it wrong. So if we come from this unworthy place, we're not going to have our story say anything in case we might offend somebody. But a story makes a point. And a theme is just the point that it's trying to make. And it's debatable. I was on the debate club when I was in high school. I was a lousy debater. I wasn't very good at it. Doesn't matter. You don't need that skill to be able to be in business, right? But I remember learning about that and thinking it was really odd because you would debate and you would debate on one side and then you debate on the opposite side, you know? I remember I think the first one I did, it was like, we were supposed to debate that runners should be abolished or something. Running should be abolished or something like that. It was a fun one, right? And on the other side, I'm like, no, running shouldn't be abolished. Oh, running should be abolished. It's like, seems like a crazy thing to make a statement about, but it's like, it's a statement. And could somebody disagree? And if nobody could disagree, I haven't said anything yet. Okay. So I want to give give you a couple of examples, because we want our stories to say something. Here's some story material. Now we want the story to say something. So if I say, other than if we're in a philosophy class, I've got this beside me. You're just going to have to take, oh, and you can see this. Okay? So other than if we were in a philosophy class, if I said, this is a lamp, does that qualify as a theme? No, why not? Would anybody disagree that this is a lamp? If nobody would disagree, I haven't really said anything yet. Like I say, I'm not saying if I'm in a philosophy class, does a lamp exist? You know, whatever, right? This is a lamp. This is a computer right in front of me here. Not a theme, right? The sky is blue. Again, there's some context, some audiences where it might be, you know, but a theme? People should wear masks indoors in my city. Have I got a theme? How do I know? Could somebody disagree? Oh, you bet, right? All of a sudden I hit something controversial, right? Being in a relationship and doing it well means you got to let go. It's a theme, right? Is everybody going to agree with that? They're not. They're actually not. Good craftsmanship matters when you are buying your table. Yeah, so you're nodding, right? Because some people go, no, buy the cheapest one. I'm a student in it, right? So stories have themes, and sometimes we get afraid to say something because we don't want to get it wrong. People might disagree, but we need to know ourselves enough to have the courage to say something, right? So I'd love for one of you to volunteer and give me something that's not a theme and something that is a theme, just like I just did. So I know that you're hearing it, and it's so much better when you hear it from somebody else. So who's willing to play here? A theme and not a theme and a theme. Who's willing to play? Thank you, Diane. So give us something that's not a theme.
Grass is green.
Grass is green. Would anybody agree, disagree? You'll end up going to a lot of talks where people do that. And then you'd like people bored to tears. And it's like, but nobody would disagree. All right. Not a theme. Give me one that's a theme.
Horses are intellectual animals that have feelings.
Would everybody agree? I don't think so. So yeah, there you go. That's a theme, right? So story could have that theme, right? And then we got to figure out to what end, like, why do we want to say that to people, right? But okay, thank you. Beautiful. Let's have one more person give me something that's not a theme. Give me something that's a theme. I want to make sure this is like very simple and clear, because most people miss this, right? So I'm trying to make it like simple and clear. Somebody else, give me an example. Not a theme. Who wants to play? Who wants to play next? Deborah, thank you.
Glass.
This is glass. Thank you.
Trauma is normal.
Trauma is normal. Yeah, not everybody would agree with that, right? I'd say that's a theme. Because and also, can you test it out? Is it a theme? Could we say the opposite of that, right? Could we say, some people say trauma is normal, but I say not. It's not normal to live our lives that way. Now, are people going to be interested? Just because I said something very different than this is a glass. If people couldn't disagree, I haven't said anything yet. Our stories need to say something. All right. Let's hear one very brief aha from each person. It's like one or two or three words, just so that we tie a bow on this half of our discussion here today. We'll take a break and we'll come back to something that builds on what we've been doing. All right. I'm not going to say too much about it because we're going to play a little game. It's going to be fun. And already you might have stories about that. Oh, God, I want to play a game, or yay, game, or whatever. It's going to be hard. Let's hear from each of you. One or two or three words, something that you've learned, something that you've gained from our time together so far today. Marnie, you're in my upper left-hand corner, and I can see you all trying to think of what those words would be. Stop it. That's what you look like anyway, aren't you? Like I was shocked years ago when I learned that I was living my life 5 seconds in the future all the time.
Story is lived experience.
Thank you. Diane, stay with the person saying, because you'll come up with yours when it's your turn. Be present, Diane.
Stories can be playful.
Yes, they can. Anna Maria.
A story is courageous.
Yeah. Deborah.
Are we using stories or can I use themes? For my because I got
isn't it interesting what happened here?
yeah because I went with my and I was focused.
Isn't that so interesting? So
I
take
was
a breath,
hearing
Deborah,
something people
on,
different
on,
from everybody else
on,
but mine is
wait don't go forward, like, don't go forward because this is so beautiful. Because that's an editor, that voice inside that doesn't serve you.
Well, yes, I actually wrote what I thought, and then I heard others. But mine is themes or ideas which create debate.
This was perfect, and I'm staying here for a moment. Because sometimes we think if our stories aren't like other people's, we've done something wrong. Mm-hmm. And aren't you glad that Deborah brought this idea to the table? Read it again, Deborah.
Themes or ideas which create debate.
Just because other people's stories are different doesn't mean anything has gone wrong. Mm-hmm. In fact, doesn't that add to the richness of our lives? Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Heidi? Okay, take your time.
Just because my story is different doesn't make it wrong.
Exactly. Such an important story for your moms too. And their kids. Beautiful. Carly, I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak or not. I just wanted to leave the opportunity, leave the space, no requirement. Okay, great work, everybody. We'll come back for the second half, shorter half, obviously, of our work together today. Do not go out there and check your email, please. We are creating not only knowledge and wisdom and a collective energy here. We're creating a collective energy here. That's a piece I wanted to add. So honor yourself, take good care of yourself. Let's take a 10 minute break. So it's, by the time I'm finished talking, it's probably 2:37. So we will go to 2:47 at my house, right? 2:47, 10 minutes. Get a glass of water, do Shavasana, re-energize yourself in whatever way that you need. Stay here with us even as you go to take care of yourself. You get what I'm saying? And I will see you here at 2:47. Thanks so much for your great work. We'll see you soon.